Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo, and it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying howdy doody, and thanks for joining us here on the program. Across the table from me, we got a mashup going on today. That's right, from Super Selly Joe's, it's our good friends Joe Gorman and Alex Tomaselli.
Oh my God, what's up, dude?
How you doing, brother?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Beautiful.
Very nice to see you, boys. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Boys, what do you want people to check out?
Our podcast, of
course.
Yes,
Super Selly Joe's. It's on YouTube, iTunes.
It's on every streaming platform. It's on iTunes, Spotify. We got it all.
Rumble, everything.
Yeah, everything. On the dark web, too.
Yes.
Nice.
So be sure to check that out. I'm on Instagram at Joe W. Gorman. You can follow me there. And I'll be at Skankfest in New Orleans. So
fantastic.
If you see me there, let's fucking do drugs.
Hell yeah. Selly?
Hell yeah. Just follow me at Silly Selly on Instagram. Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey guys, follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Get all my dates at punchup.live/Zach Amico. I will also be at Skunkfest. And hey, if you love the show, and we know you do, go to gasdigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows. And most importantly, you get that Friday episode. That's right. We do three of these a week. Only two go out online for free. The other one is behind the paywall. So if you subscribe, you get the full experience. And thank you so much for tuning in, regardless of how you process the show into your eyeballs or ear holes. Let's keep it classy today, guys. Fourth Disney World visitor dead in a month.
Nice.
As woman in her 40s is found dead at Hotel Shannon.
Oh, definitely a Disney adult. Definitely alone.
Yeah. Deserving.
So it was a Sunday morning. This woman was found unresponsive at the Pop Century Resort. She was pronounced dead later at the hospital, of course, not on location, but they don't know the cause of death at this time.
Oh, no, I
lied to you. It was multiple blunt impact injuries. No, hold on. Sorry. Whoa. I'm skimming and I'm telling you multiple things. We don't know why she died.
Someone was killed at Disneyland.
Sorry.
Dude.
The other lady, the one that died by suicide at the other one on October 14th,
yeah.
Hers was ruled as multiple blunt impact injuries because she jumped.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
This one, we don't know why.
So, yeah, we've gone over that. I guess it's an urban legend that nobody dies at Disneyland. They cart you out.
Yeah.
And then they'll pronounce you dead at the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
So they definitely found a dead lady.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you could get your head chopped off at Disney and they'll blow into the neck hole until they get you off the property. String of Disney deaths.
He's dead.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Fucking Donald.
What are we going to do? Yeah.
Gosh, Mick, I think she's dead.
I did it again. Oh, God, my hands.
Roll her up in Aladdin's rug.
The monkey. <Yeah. laughs> That woman's dead. So that's a little more Disney.
I think we showed our hand a little too much with those impressions.
Disney, yeah.
I wasn't sure whether or not I wanted to do this because I think people will get mad at me. And it is entirely possible that I have been hoodwinked by the next video.
Uh-oh, you think it might be AI?
No, I think it could be not what I think it is or what it's being presented as. Okay. But if this is in poor taste, I apologize.
It's child porn.
Yeah,
it's child pornography.
Child porn, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. This looks 18, right? This looks 18.
Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow,
JD Vance's current girlfriend.
Yeah, hugging her tits.
went to speak, and somebody noticed her doing something on her way to go speak. Shannon. Mm. So this says, fake it till you cry. Erica Kirk caught using tear solution to create fake tears before going on stage to remember her late husband.
Damn. Look at those leather pants. I'm glad she dreamt that whole trad wife thing. A trad widow is just fucking hot, though.
Yeah, it is. It
trad
really is.
Trad wife, you got to dress like a Quaker, but trad widow?
Trad widow?
Mamma mia.
Trad widow sounds like a metal bit. It sounds like a metal genre.
Trad widow.
We play mostly trad widow, some speed, some doom. So I guess that could be like Visine.
Yeah. I hope it's like, I hope it's just eye drops because she smoked a fat blunt before getting up on stage.
Just like us.
Yeah.
But if it is fake tears, pretty blatant.
Yeah. It's like, damn, just do it backstage. Well, I guess she did, but like off camera.
Yeah. I don't know do you guys think it's fake tears? Or do you guys think it's like Visine
or something?
Probably
something else.
As a man who's never cried in his life, I couldn't tell you.
No?
Yeah.
Shannon, your thoughts?
I'm going to share it one more time. I'm just going to mute it this time. But it looks like it's just...
Maybe
it looks like she's dabbing with a tissue.
Yeah, or she's pulling an eyelash out.
Because like, let's just like let it play a little bit. But it seems like... Because she keeps it in her hand. She doesn't put it anywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's a tissue.
No, it's a tissue.
Walking towards someone filming her.
Why is she bummed?
We should also never trust women. So
Yeah, that was just like a little thing to dab. It wasn't a bottle.
Yeah, I think
I very well could be hoodwinked.
I think people are just looking for an excuse to shit on her.
Yeah.
You know, it's like maybe, but maybe she might be sad. But yeah, so who gives a fuck?
And she was a beauty queen, right?
Oh.
Something
like that.
North Carolina
Miss fucking Neocon 2027.
Hell yeah.
Now, isn't there some weird connection with her and like donations or something?
I'm sure she's probably skimming a little off the top.
There's something weird. There's something weird that makes it seem very set up.
Yeah. Well, she's like the new, like, she is Turning Point now.
Yeah.
So I don't like Turning Point anymore because I don't like women.
Yeah.
And I don't want some operation run by a woman, dude.
Dude, what? So. How much does that suck? You spend your whole life saying women should stay home.
Yeah.
And now your fucking neck explodes.
Yeah. Charlie Kirk was just like, women are fucking incompetent. Don't trust them. And now it's like, well, I guess I can't trust Turning Point anymore.
Yeah. That's like when Patrice's ex, Patrice's chick started doing comedy.
And when she ruined like that documentary that was going to be, and she stole all that money too.
Yep.
Allegedly.
Yep. Allegedly.
Don't fucking sue me. Fucking A, dude. Yeah. I have no
money.
We don't know. I just repeat what I read on the internet forums.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a great Patrice quote that sums that up. It's does anybody else smell toast? yeah, that's a group. Did you ever watch that?
They didn't really
put it out.
Well,
they put out interviews.
They put out like individual interviews that were going to be part of it, and then Comedy Central did their own documentary, but it wasn't nearly as good.
Yeah,
because they didn't have the same footage, and it was just like a big clusterfuck.
Yeah, it seemed. Who was Anthony in?
I think everyone was in it. Including Anthony.
Kumia. Mr. Kumia.
innocent Anthony Kumia, who just wanted to take a photo of a beautiful skyscraper. And all of a sudden he's vilified, dude. Let him go, dude. Be nice. He's all right. We got to bring back Opie and Anthony, though.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Nah.
I want to believe.
I don't think it's going to happen, man. Opie's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much he's his fucking mother.
Imagine it's like... It's like Opie's nuts, and it's like Anthony is also nuts, but it's like, but Opie's definitely nuts.
Yeah, well, Anthony's always been a version of this.
I think a lot of that is also just how it, like, you know, when the cameras are rolling, you're a different person, you know.
As someone who's hung out with him off camera, very calm, nice man.
He seems like it.
I think he is. Some of it is definitely content and get like content farming.
It's engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and he just sees that he gets more money when people are mad.
It's you get more exposure.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean, all that matters is like the clicks. That's all everyone's chasing now. Is like, so if even if you're hate watching something,
the clicks is what he calls African immigrants. Speaking of immigrants, the mayor's a Democrat.
Yikes, dude.
Our Muslim communist mayor,
Muslim terrorist mayor. Like, we're in the throes of Sharia law right now.
You forgot, dude.
You forgot? Where were you yesterday?
No, I meant 9/11.
Oh, 9/11. Oh. You forgot 9/11.
So I don't know. Has anything changed? Anything? What do you think?
I got a Habib for my wife to wear now.
Oh, good.
To do now. It's like okay, I gotta make sure my property is pristine now.
Yeah, so yeah, like, yeah. Walk three paces behind you at all times.
Hey, baby, put this on your head. Let's show them off your beautiful eyes.
Yeah. If you want a divorce, you just gotta walk around her three times and throw salt.
Yeah.
Yell divorce.
I get a goat in exchange for that.
Nice.
Yeah. It's fucking sick. Well, like, it seems like Sharia law isn't gonna like negatively affect us dudes.
Nah.
So like, what's the fucking problem, baby?
Who cares?
We're having a good time.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sure white men are gonna be negatively affected. We're not, and we're gonna get to chill.
We always do okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I just know to say that I like him on dates. So
that's the way to. Yeah, yeah. You want to date those Brooklyn women.
Yeah,
but if you want to date those Upper East Side ladies, you got to be like, I can't believe Cuomo lost.
Yeah,
you know.
I'll check their Instagram feed first.
Yeah,
you
got to
make
sure
it's all about how much money they make. If they have like multiple commas in their paycheck, they voted for Cuomo. Mm.
Can we just make up another title for Solo though?
Yeah, like cool guy,
Ratzar.
I liked his idea of releasing the feral cats into New York to take care of the rodent problem.
Yes,
I think that's a great idea. More I'm 100% down with that.
But then, what do we release to get rid of the cats?
Well, dogs.
Oh yeah, dogs to get the cats. Yeah.
Expand.
And then Asians to get rid of the dogs.
Chinese people to get rid of the dogs.
And then other Asians to get rid of other Asians.
Yeah, yeah. Then Japanese people to get rid of the Chinese to behead the Chinese people.
And then just one little atom bomb to take care of the Japanese.
And then a Godzilla.
And then a Godzilla.
A virus.
Yeah, that'll do it.
There we go.
That'll do it.
We're really figuring out. This is like quite the round table.
It's a real give a mouse a cookie situation. Yeah.
If you give a Muslim a mayoral.
If you give a Muslim a mayoral.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Okay. Fun stuff. Oh. All right, moving on. Astonishing moment, supermarket fish leaps out of tank and slaps girl in the face.
Oh, I love that.
I like every part of this story.
Man,
in
I
that
bet
order.
How loud was that woman that even the fish was like, fuck this, I'm going to take an evolutionary jump and go on land to shut this bitch up.
Shannon.
Oh, it's a little Asian girl.
And there isn't much of a story, it just made me laugh.
What's wrong, sweetheart? Not on rice enough for you? Oh, it's a little baby.
Oh. This is for the my cat brethren.
It was a catfish.
Damn it. It looks like someone just threw it at
her. Somebody it's like when you go to the fish market in the
fishmongers,
and they just fucking toss it and they're like, oh shit.
Oh jeez. Got her good.
Who's the Muppet that throws fish? Lou?
Oh.
Crazy Lou? I want to call him Caribou Lou, but I feel like that's a rapper.
I don't remember
that's
that.
That's a Tech N9ne song. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the
Lou Zealand?
Yes, thank you.
Oh.
Are you not familiar with Lou
Zealand?
I'm not
familiar with that. Is Shannon? That a newer Muppet?
No.
Oh, that guy.
You. It's your son. You two have a son. It's Lou Zealand.
There we go. That's a Muppified version of me.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me. Like, he was just off camera. Yeah.
If it was more on my side, it'd be pizza or spaghetti. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I watched a fucking a video yesterday. It was a sushi chef, I think. Mm-hmm. It was Big Eel, and he went to chop it in half, and it was still alive and just bit him.
Oh, sick.
It fucking went. I think it went to take one of his fingers. It was fucking.
Damn.
And it had a cleaver in it. It was a fucking resilient animal.
Damn. Yeah. That's scary. Yeah. And like, you're just going to eat that shit. Like, hey, this sushi took a bite out of me. This sushi bites back.
Jay, can you see if you can find it? It was so fun. I've been watching. Oh, what the fuck? I follow on Instagram now. It's like this certain type of crab, but it whatever it does, it knocks limbs off of other crab. Like it just, they put it in tanks with other shit, and it is undefeated. It's just Mike Tyson's.
It just fucks everyone up.
It fucks up everything.
That's the crab you want to eat. That's the one you pick out at Red Lobster when you're like, I want that one. I want the fucking alpha of the tank.
Do they ever throw it in the tank with one of those like snapper fish, the one with like the buck teeth?
You know I can't remember about? What they. I can't remember exactly what it does, but it fucking, it just knocks shit. It just it has like a snap to it.
Well, that one with the buck teeth, that fish like snaps through any kind of crustacean. Like it just eats them alive, and it's crazy to watch. And I watch
way too many animal death videos.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
It's all there's I want to do. All
as
day.
Long as it's a non-domesticated animal death, I'm a fan of.
Yeah. Stuff that would happen in nature.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what you want to do. You don't want to see like
there's
a
lot of Florida of like dogs near the water and an alligator.
Yeah, that's
I can't watch.
That sucks.
Fucks me up every
time. that would be tough.
Dogs like an
and dogs and cats. It's like fuck. That's like too much.
Yeah.
Even like to an extent, I would say horses,
pigs.
Yeah.
I feel bad for pigs. They squeal.
Higher intelligent animals that can be trained and learn shit. Fuck. But like unruly animals, godless animals,
deer.
Tigers, bears.
Now we are, when we say intelligent, we are confusing intelligent with ability to emote.
Yeah.
Because octopus, technically, I think are pretty smart.
I like it when they have
but
like,
nobody gives a fuck about an octopus.
Nah, we eat octopus.
Yeah, that's a food.
They're probably going to end up being like our alien overlords in time. They're from like another planet or something.
Yeah, they can get out of jars.
Yeah, they can figure shit out. They can predict the winners of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. You know when a male octopus comes, he just shuts down, that's it?
Same as every other fucking dude.
No, but like his entire body is just like... He floats till either something eats him or whatever. He just
has a good nut.
I know. Yeah. He's just like, I'm good.
Dude, I want some of that octopus pussy, dude.
Octopussy?
Yeah, octopus.
So would they have four vaginas since they have eight legs?
They have to, right?
Ooh. I'm doing vagina to leg math here.
The ratio of pussy holes to
octopus pussy.
You think
holes.
In between every one of the octopus legs there's a pussy?
Yeah, there should be. And then you can eat pussy like you play an ocarina.
Twirl it.
Yeah. La, 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 like a roulette wheel. One,
yeah.
It's like the prizes are the wheel of fortune wheel. Oh, bankrupt. And since we brought up Florida, why not? We got a little game we like to play here on the show. Florida Roulette. We're going to look at mugshots. And try and guess what that person did to get arrested.
Oh, I love that.
Shannon?
Is it mostly the women, or did you just do anyone now?
We do everybody now.
Okay, I remember. I like the woman.
Good to know.
Okay, here's the first one.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, all right. We've got a white woman. Big bun.
Fuck.
Looks a little sad.
Very sad.
Right. It's either prostitution or...
I think she looks too cleaned up to be prostitute.
I mean. I'm going
to
say child endangerment.
Ooh.
Yeah, because she looks too fresh for it to be drugs or hooker.
Yeah, like left a kid in the car.
Her skin is too clear for...
And she doesn't look drunk.
Yeah, I'm going to go the same thing as Joe. I'm going to say child endangerment.
Child endangerment.
Yeah, she looks disappointed in herself.
I'm going shoplifting.
Ooh, okay.
Child endangerment.
All right, Shannon?
Okay, so... She is a substitute teacher.
Oh, no.
Who allegedly video chatted underage student while naked in the shower to arrange sex.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Looks like I'm going back to school.
Oh, so she got arrested for being the coolest?
Yeah. She's low. I'm not going to lie.
You're under arrest for giving this kid a boner.
She's all right.
Yeah, but if you're...
13?
Yeah, if you're fucking walking hard on.
Yeah.
I've just seen hotter,
as a,
I guess.
Just like as a teenager, just seeing any kind of naked lady is like a fucking, whoa.
I just mean like the women who have been arrested for this, I've just seen just some smoke shows. And
but there's some rough ones too, I guarantee you. They just don't make the
They don't go viral.
That's true.
Yeah.
They don't go viral the way these honeys do.
Yeah, there's probably some like real fucking pagolas. they get caught, or
yeah,
or the kid just doesn't tell anybody.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah,
that's how they get
the kids.
Away with
the
it.
Kids like, let's keep this between us.
Yeah, let's. We got a good thing here.
Yeah, well, let's not fuck it up with a title.
Yeah, let's keep this going until I get into college and get some like legit pussy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see the next one, Shannon.
Here we go. Ooh. Oh, nice. Look at that. Two God. Different eyes. She's got David Bowie eyes. That's sick. All right. Yeah. Well, she's black. So I'm going to say first degree murder.
drugs.
Yeah, you think drugs?
Not doing them.
I would say selling. Maybe selling fentanyl-laced cocaine that caused the death.
She had something up her sniz. She's body packing.
Oh, yeah. Drug mule.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, is she missing a contact?
No, I think
or
she's
is that intentional?
I think she's blind in one eye, maybe. Is that what happened? David Bowie got like slashed in the eye or something. That's why he had two different
you see,
eye colors.
She's like she's black, but she's you
she's
know,
like
light
half
skin,
black.
So that's the half white it's, eye and the black eye.
She's like two-faced.
Yes,
two race.
Yeah, two race. Yes. And it's like the white person's like, pay for the fucking food. She's like, steal that shit. They can't flip a coin because they don't have the money for it.
Yeah, the dreads drug.
She flips an EBT card.
Yeah, flips
where's my snap, Batman? The eye is really throwing me off. I feel like it could be drugs, and I want to say possession with intent to distribute.
Yeah,
a felony amount of drugs.
Yeah. Hotter than the last girl. Let's point it out.
Well, look at her. Like, there's zero remorse in that face.
Yeah. That's a stone cold killer.
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck. Maybe it's even murder too. It could be anything.
You'd fuck me, right?
Yeah, she's the one with the strap on, dude. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going possession with intent to distribute.
Okay.
Gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say possession.
Shannon?
It is actually aggravated assault, aggravated stalking.
Oh,
aggravated stalking.
Hot.
Hey, baby, why are you stalking him? My place is right over here. You can stalk me any day of the week.
What does a girl have to do? I guess it doesn't have to be a guy. It could be that she was dressed, driving a lady nuts, right?
I think it's like, I don't think the guy was the one that followed it. I think the guy's girlfriend was like, you can't keep talking to this bitch.
Yeah.
This is stalking. She's like, you up? And she's like, this is stalking.
Yeah.
Is that Cyclopsia again? Bitch, shut up. All right, Shannon, next.
Oh, look at this guy. Fucking rape. Rape, shorting rape. The change, giving back at a 7-Eleven. It could be anything.
Yeah,
invalid tech support. Yeah, the list keeps going on. Shitting in a public hall or something like that.
Joe, come on, please. Taking too long to check me in at a hotel, bad hotel.
aggressively typing baby girl to every woman he knows.
Oh, yeah.
Demanding Bob and Vagine.
Leaving comments on AI pictures.
Beautiful baby girl.
Yeah.
Baby girl, let me. But look how dressed up he is.
Ooh, he's very dressed up, and he looks almost like he's going to laugh.
Riding his motorbike on the subway. One last one. So. Mm. Oh, okay. On the sidewalk. God damn it. Fuck.
So, we'll get that in post. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll fix it.
Don't worry.
he does look like he's going to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
His eyebrows rule.
Yeah.
looks like an anime villain, dude.
Yeah,
like
he's
low level, you know.
Part of me wants to say cocaine on this one.
Mm.
Yeah, he wiped his nose on his right shoulder.
I'm going to say like some kind of embezzlement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Embezzlement. Mm. I want to see his hands before I decide. I want to see if he's got a coke nail.
You'll have poison the hookah,
yeah,
my
possession.
Friend?
I want to do possession.
Aggravated snake charming.
Shannon?
It is aggravated battery with great bodily harm.
Oh.
Baby, sure. I can't believe you hit me so fucking hard.
Is there any more to that? I want to know that story so
he
bad.
He was defending the Temple of Doom from Indiana Jones.
What the fuck?
In Orlando, yeah. Aggravated battery, great bodily harm.
I thought mine
great
was good.
Great bodily harm.
20 years old, this ninja looked like he pushing 40.
He is. For context, I am 41 years old.
No, he's selling 40s.
Yeah.
In paper bags. All right, Shadow, we got one more?
Yes, I have two more.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy.
Just give me one.
Take your time.
I'm nervous.
Okay, this is maybe my favorite one. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, shit. Oh, I hate crying. I don't know why this is Shannon's favorite.
Yeah, being a white Lewis.
Look at that thick neck.
Oh, man. Right. That's...
This guy, it's 100% rape. Look at that mustache. Anyone with a mustache is a rapist.
That's actually what his t-shirt says. It says 100% rape. But it's like those, like the girl shirts that are like 10% sugar, 100% rape. And then it's just a monster truck drinking a beer. The monster truck has arms.
Yeah.
And it's chugging a beer.
Come and take it. You want my fentanyl? Come and take it.
So part of me says,
if we win this basketball game, you take your black asses out of here. Yeah.
He was arrested for standing up at the dinner table and yelling, "You see this? This means not fucking welcome.
I'll chop your nose off."
But intense basketball playing. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Curb stomping?
Yeah.
That's got to be murder. It's got to be murder. It's got to be fucking murder. Look at that neck tattoo. Yeah, that's fucking, he's a murderer.
Part of me says he could be a drug dealer.
Yeah.
I'm going hate crime. Just because.
Yeah.
Just because.
It's not a hate crime, but I know it. You know, he looks like a neo-Nazi. He doesn't have the tattoo, but it's under there.
He has alopecia, but we're like, look at this fucking Nazi.
Yeah, it's assault of something with a hate crime undertone.
Mm. Head shaped like a bean.
I know, it's such a big head.
Mm.
I want to go drug dealing. You guys, murder?
I'm going to say murder.
Battery? Shannon's attracted to him, so I'm assuming it's domestic violence.
Yeah,
it's some kind of assault.
Rape.
Yeah.
Rape of a horse.
Yeah. Nay means nay.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, tell us.
It is a possession, sale, or of a delivery skimming device.
A what?
So it's basically like if you're like swiping the information off of people's credit cards, like in public areas and stuff like that.
I like it.
If you click away for a second, I think I have more information on this one.
Yeah, please.
Oh, no wonder Shannon, like, he could buy her all kinds of wonderful things.
Here, so you could share this. He has a billion charges.
Oh, shit.
And it's a whole bunch of like credit card fraud, forgery of a credit card.
Oh yeah, a lot of these got thrown out.
Look at this.
Skimming devices.
They can't actually charge him with all this.
Yeah. I like that you said that so confidently. Yeah. Legally speaking.
As a lawyer, I can say.
As someone who has been arrested and had a lot of charges against them for selling weed, they all got knocked down to, I think, two things.
Misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Indecent exposure.
Still scrolling.
Yeah. This is nuts, dude.
It said something with. Oh, is it something with kids?
No, it's all this credit card. Oh,
no, he's a good
stuff.
Guy, Sully.
Yeah,
come
he's
on.
Fine.
Yeah. No, it's all the.
Don't speak ill about Shannon's boyfriend,
dude. ICS thing.
Oh, Miguel.
Oh,
I didn't see that part before.
Another light skin treachery.
Well.
Somebody passes.
Well, dude.
Somebody gets to pick their table at prison.
Yeah, he won the genetic lottery, but he can't. You can't beat genetics, baby.
Well, you can take the Mexican. Yeah. You can take the.
You can take the melatonin
you can take
out
the
of the
pigment out of the Mexican. All right, let's do the last one, Shannon.
Oh, no. Shit.
Jesus Christ.
I think holding Gotham for ransom.
Yeah. voting too hard for Mondami.
Yeah. blowing the light at Cake Shop and at Tiny Cupboard. bringing her dog to all her shows with her.
Yeah.
Yelling
it's ma'am at everyone who misgenders her.
Oh.
Or man, whatever.
Yeah. Fucking. That's got to be like.
Yeah, this is an anger. Part of me really wants to say this lady punched an ICE agent.
Oh, God. Yeah, right. Like that one, like that she's shooting Charlie Kirk is going to be my final answer. For the murder of Charlie Kirk, we're arresting they, them.
Drunk and disorderly.
Yeah. Oh, screaming into her phone, screaming on TikTok about sexual assault.
Yeah.
Teaming up with the Joker.
Honestly, I want to say disturbing the peace and it's some type of protest thing. But it could be drugs. It could be alcohol.
Yeah. Scary. Scary shit.
Throwing pies at people.
What do you guys say?
I'm going drunken disorderly something.
Yeah. Shannon, great choice on this one, by the way.
The lipstick smear. Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right, Shannon, tell us.
Okay, this one is a false report of bomb arson to state property. Okay.
If the people of Gotham don't want this bomb to go off, I need 7 million.
Was she walking away from a building in a nurse outfit? And it didn't explode?
I'm going to blow up this school unless Batman reveals his true identity to everyone.
Unless these bathrooms become gender inclusive.
Unless they allow people to.
My father was a they and a them.
I actually do have one.
Want to know how I got these scars? You're not allowed to ask. Go ahead, Janet.
I found one more. This isn't necessarily a Florida one. I found this from a news article.
Fine with it.
Ooh. Oh, Lord.
cloning Miss Pat.
She's, she was arrested for being a whole lot of woman. unauthorized Aunt Jemima impersonation.
distribution of Pine Sol. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
see, is that a black... Is that a swollen eye?
She killed someone.
You think?
She killed her husband.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Chopped his penis off.
And she don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, she's smiling.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a bruised eye. I feel like that is a got punched in the face eye.
And then, like, retaliated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go kill the man with her shoe.
Yeah. Unlawful murder of a white person.
that could be mace. Or pepper spray too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with battery.
Yeah.
Boys.
Yeah.
I'm standing by murder.
Caused a ruckus in a McDonald's.
Yeah. Hit and run.
Ruckus in a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chad.
So Alex, you said it under your breath, but you were so close. You can share this. She attacked her boyfriend and cut his testicles.
Damn.
Well, I mean, you gotta read this article.
Fuck.
You
know.
So she kicked in the door to her boyfriend's home. She's 45 years old. And while
did
he was sleeping,
ask, "Can I smell your dick?
Why are you coming home at 4 in the morning?"
And a cop said she cut her boyfriend so badly that one of his nuts was fully exposed.
Whoa. Oh, God. Dude. That is a huge fear.
And she's
fear.
Smiling, which means she's like, she's justified in her mind.
Damn, that would fucking suck, dog.
God, dude.
Damn. Wow.
Scorned.
Inside out sack?
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh, no.
So her charge is felonious assault.
Felonious.
Just one.
Felonious is also her uncle.
Yeah.
Thelonious.
Thelonious.
Girl, shit. What you do?
The Thelonious is her one
phone. Oh, you be chopping?
That's his one, her one phone call. Call my Uncle Thelonious.
Oh, this bitch done chopped another man's nuts off.
And by the way, they don't have her in custody. This is a mugshot from a previous arrest. I'm not sure what it is, but she is a, they don't have her in custody.
She's
at, this
at larger.
She's at larger.
Sorry, you got me on that one.
That was really good.
She is considered armed and loud.
Yeah. Check every movie theater within a 5-mile radius.
Yeah, she's eating lamb on the run. She's lazy.
She's currently screaming into. She's on FaceTime in line at a Duane Reade anywhere in the country right now. Okay, thank you, Shannon. Great choices. All right, let's do some good news.
All right.
Dead cop. NJ, cop.
Yes.
Fired for having sex in front of his kids and sharing the videos.
What?
Found dead in park of suicide.
Oh, that's actually sad.
Read that again?
Shannon, break it down for
us. Did your dad ever have sex in front of you?
No.
Teach you about the birds and the bees? Now watch carefully. Keep your eyes open.
Yeah, this is how you make her calm.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, all right.
John, never mind.
Shannon?
Okay, so this cop, and this is his picture if you want to see what he looks like.
I bet
like.
He's cute. Nope.
He's 40 years old, and him and his wife were both actually arrested for having sex in front of their children and then sharing the videos in a private chat.
Ooh.
But the wife claims...
That's illegal?
The wife claims...
Oh, my God. I gotta get my phone.
I gotta go real quick. I gotta check something.
The wife claims she wasn't aware that this was happening, so... unsure of how that's going to play out, but on his side, in addition to that, he also was in possession of around 1,000 images of child sexual abuse.
You got a lead with that. I think you buried the lead on the
distributing images of child sexual abuse and possessing images of child sexual abuse with intent to distribute.
So were the kids in the room so he could stay hard?
Probably.
I think it was part like he was sharing them and people wanted to see the videos with kids in them.
Yeah.
Oh,
like running scared, dude.
Okay, and I would assume shot himself in a park.
Yes, and this is him and his wife. You want to see what the wife looks like?
Yeah. Oh shit! Now let's pull up some of those videos. Just
that is the most Facebook ass fucking.
That is a fucking. That's like one of those like shared like when the guy cheats, so they have to have a shared Facebook profile,
yeah.
And that's the picture that they use.
Yeah. My wife and I saw you from across the bar, and do you want to watch us fuck kids?
Yeah. My That's wife awesome. And I saw you from across the playland.
You know she's a freak. Look at that shit. Like the fucking plain Jane looking women. They do the weirdest shit.
No, man, this is
diabolical.
A diabolical man.
Yeah, fucked her in the ass right in front of her children, dude.
Jesus,
you added the ass part.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
That's all you. That's your fantasy.
Anyway, what else is in the news?
Jesus Christ.
It's
too
that
much fun.
This is what the podcast is like, by the way. I'll tell him a story, and he'll just be like, oh, you fucked her in the ass. Like, I didn't... You added that.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
It would be funny, though, if you had your kids there, and then, like, you're come on your wife's face, but then they do the thing, like the TikTok trend, where it's like, I'm just a kid. It, like, transfer.
You're wondering how I got here.
There on my own.
Yep, that's me. Probably wondering how I got here.
How I got here on my mother's face.
Yeah, freeze frame. Zoom in.
Again?
It plays the Wonder Years theme song as the...
What would you do? I sang out of tune. Fucked your mother in the living room. Lend me a sock to wipe off your mouth. Okay, well, what a monster. I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah, good riddance, dude. One cop down, a billion more to go, dude.
All right, let's keep it positive. Florida boyfriend who killed pregnant teen for refusing abortion faces death penalty.
Why? Come on, she refused the abortion? That's such a bitch move.
Yeah. Well, I know somebody that would have adopted that kid.
Yeah. Charlie Kirk?
The last guy.
Oh.
He would have been happy.
Yeah, one more for
add to the roster.
I think it feels better if it's your own organic kid though, to have sex with in front of.
Like no GMOs.
Yeah, exactly.
No MSG.
It's from my own. It's from my blood. Blood of my blood. Isn't that what they say?
No, it's not what anybody says, Joe. Well, Shannon, tell us about it.
Okay, so this guy, 23 years old, and they found text messages between him and his 18-year-old girlfriend.
Nice.
Great.
She texted him showing pictures of two positive pregnancy tests, to which he texted back, abortion, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Abort.
Just
abort,
one exclamation abort. Point?
Three exclamation
yes,
points.
Yes, that's
he meant
serious.
It then.
Yeah, yeah.
He meant it.
He then, quote, erupted and felt angry and pressured because he was living with another woman who suspected him of cheating at the time.
Oh, that sucks.
And so,
based on what? Fucking bitch.
No, always got to blow up a dude's spot.
18 is way too young to fucking raise a kid. That's way too fucking young.
So she was found shot dead in her car alongside an ultrasound image of the baby.
Ooh, how symbolic.
This is the girl, if you want to see the girl.
Oh, well, aww. Who can blame the guy?
Yeah. Ooh, can you zoom in on her feet, Shannon? Sort of kidding, but...
No, you're not. Look at
oh,
that.
Yeah, no, she's super hot. Shannon went right to the tits, too.
Not bad. Not bad.
Perfect.
Is that the car?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
I was just trying to get
mask,
the image. Dude.
Fucking mask. Yeah, what a dumb bitch. Hey, pandemic's over, bitch. Grow up.
Oh, well...
Well,
one less angel.
I think
two less angels.
Maybe, dude. I don't think babies have a soul, though.
This is the guy.
usual suspects.
That's a bad hairline.
That's an off. Yeah, dude. You gotta get the
bic
out. Yeah, dude. Just shave at that point. Yeah, he probably has like a. He probably looked like that guy with the neck tattoo if he shaved his head.
Mm-hmm. Now you think that's like a. He's been in prison and it grew out. It would be better kept.
Mm. No.
No,
you think he's rocking that?
I think that's an environmental thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to go like, what is it? Larry from the Three Stooges style. Where it's just like, you know, you're bald on top, you have it long and scraggly on the sides.
Well, you know, she could have just gotten it taken care of.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
she probably
really,
should've.
She should have stuck with her own.
Yeah. Who
Let's
the fuck
real.
Wants to have a baby at 18? This isn't like fucking olden days where it's like the average lifespan is like 35, so you have to have a kid. It's like, your whole life.
Have an autistic kid in your 30s. It's not a big deal.
Wait till you're in your late 30s and, you know, have a kid that screams every time the microwave's on.
Exactly. Fucking freeze your eggs. Get some of that. Freeze your eggs at 18.
So freeze the good ones. Yeah.
Freeze the good ones at 18. That should be mandatory.
Yeah. Let's do that.
That should be mandatory.
And then they could stop bitching all the time.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But you know, I mean, you can always tell when somebody's old cum.
Yeah.
Mm.
They're like elderly young people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true.
They work different. Like, because like the fucking sperm's all aged out. The egg is like, you know, eggs have diminishing returns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
because women have a finite amount of eggs.
Yeah. I can think. Yeah. And I feel like
men can fucking bang out sperm
in
a heartbeat, but women, it's like limited numbers.
You can always, I mean, I feel like there's people that work here, you can tell, we're real close. They were the last, one of those last few eggs. There's some cracks in that egg.
Hey, check the vaginal canal. You got any eggs left in there? Yeah. A couple.
Do all the right, his eyes aren't going to work.
I was going to say, do all the eyes work on his egg?
Natalie is completely normal and fine, but she does seem like mom drank like one weekend of her pregnancy, she would talk about horses a lot.
Well, she's not in binary. She's mentally ill.
Yeah.
We love you, Natalie. We love you. We really do.
But doesn't she seem like she would have a lot of horse facts if she was just a little
100%.
Just a little more? Like, she's not anything, but I feel like she's just touching a lot. Like, She's not touching the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see it.
She can make a free throw too retarded. No, she's very sweet and funny.
We love Natalie.
Yeah, we really do.
All right, keeping it moving. Disgraced New York State trooper demanded to be treated at hospital where Nurse X worked after faking being shot.
Ooh.
Shannon?
Okay, so this guy, Thomas... Massia, He was not over an ex-girlfriend, obviously a nurse that worked in a nearby hospital. So while he was working, he like turned his body camera was not on. He got out of his car, shot himself in the foot, and then blamed it. He was like, "Oh, it was like
Anna."
A black guy.
Yes. Wait, did he?
He did.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You won't believe this. Two black guys just shot me in the foot. Can you believe that?
And then when...
Did he turn the gun sideways first? So that it was real?
Wait a minute.
When the EMTs came and got him, he demanded that they bring him to the hospital, that he knew his ex-girlfriend would be on duty at the time. But when they were putting all the pieces together of the story that he told, and then the GPS information on his car, yada, yada, they realized that he had just done this to himself.
Hilarious. What an act of love.
Yeah.
This is him if you want to see him.
Jeez. Let him go.
Can we stop hiring criminals?
What is it? Like,
police officers?
the recurring theme of this pod is bald equals evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't look more like a guy who would shoot himself in the foot and blame it on a black person.
That's so funny.
He couldn't look more racist.
He wouldn't even look the black reporter in the face. Yeah, yeah. He was like,
was it you?
Like,
yeah.
I'll only answer to Peter Jennings.
Now, my question, how do you get shot in the foot in an altercation?
I would be like karate kicking the guy, and then like they shoot and it goes through my foot that way.
Okay.
But like I'm like fully extended.
Because it feels like he should have went arm.
Yeah.
But I would have believed it.
It's like,
I don't know. Yeah, but your foot's all bone, dude.
Yeah, if the gun goes off, I guess, but it's such an odd angle for it to hit your foot. It would be, yeah, exactly. Of course, they're not going to believe it.
I would fucking shoot off to the wall and have it ricochet and hit me back.
Like Wanted.
Yeah. Mm. I'd curve the bullet like Wanted.
I'm trying to. Where would you want? Okay, so you got
to
pick a
shot.
You got to pick a place to get shot.
Oh, right fucking in the head so I can get out of this fucking life, dude. Please.
I'm thinking bicep?
Shoulder.
Shoulder?
Mm. Like maybe like off the, like.
Yeah.
Because like there's like some meat there.
Yeah.
You know?
So like where Randy got shot and Scream.
Yeah, yeah. Like that kind of shit maybe or. Gosh, what other, like, there's a bunch of movies where it's like, oh, God, I'm shot. And it's like, oh, it just gets grazed your shoulder.
What about calf?
That's movies, though.
I don't know. That would fucking
artery.
Really hurt, though.
The ephemeral artery?
No, that's like your thigh. Calf.
Yeah, that's your thigh.
Yeah.
How big of a bullet? That's what I always think about. Is it blowing
like
your leg
off? Like a BB gun?
Yeah.
It's like a 38. Yeah, I guess the here, probably. Shoulder. Break my collarbone again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want that moment where you're like, okay.
Maybe in the ass.
Oh, ass?
Yeah, shoot me in the ass.
Then you can't sit down.
Yeah.
No, you get like one of those sick little donuts.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I hear that fucks up your dick, too.
No, it does. Why?
Ass. Yeah, because of the nerves.
It goes into your into your ass and out your dick.
That's a good shot.
Exit through the pee hole.
I could be wrong.
Like, right, it goes in your asshole.
Pull it up.
Travels through your intestines.
Can you look up, does getting shot in the ass affect your pee-pee?
I think anything in that waist area is bad, dude. You shouldn't fuck with it.
But like up here is like your fucking head and your heart and
you
shit.
Oh wow, yes, a gunshot wound to the buttock.
I know
can
stuff.
Potentially affect penile function,
see,
including
dude.
Causing
so,
erectile dysfunction
wait,
or,
your, so
or
I,
urinary
I was,
problems.
I was shot in the ass.
This happens due to proximity of critical nerves and blood vessels in the pelvic region that are central for both urinary and sexual function.
I can't get it. Sorry, babe. I was fucking shot in the ass. I don't know. It's not you. It's the gunman.
Sorry, baby. I can't fuck you. I took a shot in the ass.
Sorry, it happened. Old battle wound.
Man, that they never got into that part of Everybody Loves Raymond when Robert got shot.
Oh, my God, that's right. Well, he got gored by a bull.
When he got gored by the bull.
Yeah.
In
the upper thigh area.
I see you're enjoying peacock as well.
Yeah, babe, it's not you, it's my ass.
It's not you, it's that time I got shot in the ass. Chad, do we have any videos of people getting shot in the butt? It has to happen.
Oh, there's so
all
much
the
in
time.
Pop culture.
Dude, I saw a video yesterday of a girl with a fresh BBL, and she was being like a goof and jumping on the bed, and she fucking popped it.
Oh, no, God.
And she just had one big cheek and one no cheek.
Oh, Christ.
Shannon, look that up, too,
tragic.
When you have a second.
Fuck me, dude. So, just imagine what the inside is like. You know what I mean? If it pops,
yeah,
it's all fucked, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you have to have like sepsis or something. You have to get it treated immediately.
I'd imagine, yeah. You gotta. Anyway. Well, a lot of wrestling chicks pop their tits. Yeah, ooh,
that would be bad.
The implant. A lot of them pop their implants.
In Crank 2, the girl back up.
Yeah, in Crank 2, the girl gets shot through the tits and they squirt out.
Sick, dude.
Yeah,
tits are so fucking cool.
Mm. I'm a big fan. I'm a real big fan.
That shit fucking rules, dude. That shit fucking rules.
Same.
BBL and breast implants should be covered under all health insurance because we're horny.
Why did you become Richard Nixon?
I want to fucking fuck some ass and titties.
R.I.P. Dick Cheney. Shannon, did you find anything? Shot in the butt or BBL being popped?
So all they keep finding for the BBL is this one lady who keeps saying that her BBL ended up too big.
Ooh.
Sure, let's fucking
pull it up.
Jeez, lady. See, they always bitch, dude. I got a BBL. They always find something to bitch about.
I like how they blurred the cleavage.
I expected or I even asked for.
Look at that. Come on.
My doctor is like, well, you know, we had to add more fat to your butt to route out your hip. So that booty.
Why are her tits blurry?
Yeah, today that is too hot for TV.
You can see judgment on a person's face. Or
this is bullshit. Was this filmed in Japan or something?
Somebody trying to sneak and take a picture of you. They that just made me furious.
Sorry.
I just do a little wiggle.
Now I want to see your tits.
Just, oh.
That's awesome.
They look nice.
It doesn't make me feel put down or woe is me. It just makes me feel like, why are you placing
this? Is distracting me from the ass. I'm sorry. That got me
pretty hot.
Yeah, I'm fucking.
I'm bricked up.
There we go, dude.
That's a fucking whole lot of woman.
I want to see more.
Yeah, there you that's go. A whole lot of woman.
It's awakening something in you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your desperate love, your need for an African queen.
Yeah, it'd be nice, dude.
It's awesome.
A Nubian princess to round out your life.
One day.
You know what they say, once you go black, you never tell anyone about that experience again. Out of shame and disgust.
Oh. I won't tell my dad, dude.
I broke the color. I think I was the first person to break the color barrier in my. Oh no! Wait, second.
Nice.
I have just not black. It's making me.
I got a cousin who she has strict parents.
Ooh.
And she told her grandmother she was gonna marry, but not my grandmother, but her grandmother on her other side, that she was gonna marry a black guy. And her grandma said, I'd rather die than go to the wedding. Ah. And then she died the week of the wedding.
Oh, that's awesome. Crazy. Damn. Well, honest grandma.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got that going. She called it.
Yep, she called it. Buzzer beater.
I'd rather die. It's like, all right.
Buzzer beater would be a great name for another for African immigrants. Because they're always swatted flies.
Yeah.
These buzzer beaters.
I found another video, also still not what you're looking for, but it's a woman's weird butt implants twerking at a carnival festival.
Yes. Please work.
I had every part of that.
What's the problem with that? Holy moly. Oh, wow.
Look at the line here.
Oh, yeah.
Battling, yeah.
Look at that. That's like Carnival.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's not a... Oh, jeez.
It looks fresh. Did she just get it?
Yeah, right out of the surgery onto the dance floor.
It looks like there's just a thin layer of skin separating it.
The fucking shoes.
Yeah.
That is an I'm shaking my ass outfit if there ever was one.
They look like Spanx.
That's weird. Do you remember the girl whose ass implant was loose and she could like spin it?
No.
No, Zach.
No. There was a girl who had big fake ass cheeks, but it was like done bad, and she could spin it, so there would be a flat side and a round side, and she could spin it in her butt. Shannon, you remember that, right?
Yes, I think I can find it.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever felt a fake butt.
I don't think so either.
No.
I played with fake tits. I've never played with a fake butt.
I'm all organic, baby.
Yeah.
I don't think I've played with fake tits either.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're
without,
fun.
At least without
you never been to a strip
this,
club?
Yes.
No. I mean, yes, but I've never played.
I haven't seen this thing, and Lauren brought
what
it up.
What the fuck?
Let's all look and
no.
Remind ourselves why I don't like to do butt implants.
Oh, God. She can flip it over?
That's cool.
Okay. Well,
that's fucking
no, it's not. That's
I mean,
not
that's
cool.
Handy if, like, you're, like, you know, you're trying to get through a small place. Like, let me go into compact mode.
Oh, like she's trying to get between lasers and a robbery?
Like, let me fucking reverse my ass implants.
That means there's just, like, a cavernous piece of, like, skin, flesh. Oh, God, fuck. That's just being sloshed around.
Jorge, have you ever played with fake boobies? Or a fake butt?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to mess with both.
Oh, Jorge.
Thoughts?
No.
Thoughts?
Fake
prayers?
Butts? I'm not a fan. Yeah. If they, 'cause you could, like, you could feel what's in there as opposed to, like, it just being naturally, like, grabbable or anything. Like, you feel like you can't put too much pressure on it.
Mm. Okay.
Delicate.
Do you prefer implant ass or bad girl ass?
Bad girl ass.
Okay. Good to know.
Shannon, do those implant videos just fuck you up because you're afraid?
I mean, I'm doing pretty good so far. Like, they're holding in for the past 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they haven't flipped or anything. They're okay.
Awesome.
Oh, they're more than okay. They're beautiful, Shannon.
Thank you, Zach.
Go ahead and show them off for the camera, Shannon.
Yeah. A little something for the boys.
Zach's had close-up view of them.
Whoa.
At Skankfest last year.
That's awesome. True. Whoa. All the more reason to go to Skankfest New Orleans.
I can't. I still. That was a highlight of my. The highlight of my year.
Yeah.
Just a little. look at that. Good times between good friends.
Oh, awesome.
All right. We'll finish up. Oh. Rapper Youngbleed dead at 51 following brain aneurysm.
Whoa. That is the most ungangster way for a rapper to fucking die.
Nah, his name was Youngbleed.
Yeah. He named his death.
Yeah, that's
he
a pretty
called it. Yeah.
Yeah. I do not know who that is. Nor I cannot say I'm particularly schooled on on the hip hop scene.
You're not with it?
No. Can you still be young at 51 though? Shouldn't they have to change their name from Young at a certain point?
Well, like, what was it? Little Bow Wow just goes by Bow Wow now.
Exactly.
No. Young Jesus.
Shouldn't he just be
now?
Bleed?
Yeah. Just Bleed.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne's still Lil Wayne, though.
But he's, yeah, that's because he's like Lil little Wayne because he's compact.
Yeah.
Mm, that's true.
He's nice and svet.
I just had fucking something I was going to say, and I goddamn fucking can't. God damn it.
Oh, you need more body brain coffee, my friend.
Oh, he's making him suck his own dick.
I do. I really do. I'm fucking.
Is that Shannon?
Oh, I want to. Before we get out of here, I want to shout out the health center in Denver. It is a dispensary, not
a
hospital.
Yeah.
Dispensary, the health center. Absolutely fucking awesome. Hooked me up when I was out over there on tour with a ton of treats. And I want to say thank you. Shout out Renee, my boy. Very good stuff.
Nice.
So much edibles that one of the people in charge of the wrestling company told me, don't ever take that amount of drugs out in the locker room ever again. It is a very bad look. And I went, okay, thanks, Vampiro. No, he was being very, very kind. He took me aside and said it to me very with kindness and wisdom and that I was being foolish. And I took it to great heart. Very, very kind man. Pretty cool. Pretty cool to work for Vampiro, too.
That's fucking
I know
awesome.
You guys aren't wrestling guys.
Nah, but Vampiro's a kick-ass name, dude.
He's awesome. He was like a heartthrob in Mexico.
Mm.
And he used to come out with the Misfits in WCW.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's fucking cool.
He's cool as fuck.
That's awesome.
Dude, these fucking old school guys are such pros. Like,
yeah.
He shows up. We have 10 a.m. call times. He's fucking in the shit. Like, he wears, like, makeup. Mm-hmm. He's in the shit. In the car already.
Damn.
I cannot wrap my fucking head around how little these guys. Yeah, he
oh,
is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, Mexican Sting. Right.
Fuck yeah.
He had a Human Torch match with Sting.
Whoa.
Where the loser got set on fire.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. That's the coolest. All right. We got anything else here? Shannon, am I missing anything? Oh, what's this fucking Suzanne Somers thing, Shannon?
She died.
I know she died. Her husband, Alan Hamill, reveals her AI clone 2 years after death.
Oh, fuck
is this
yeah.
someone we really need a clone of?
Oh, if it's Step by Step, Suzanne Somers, absolutely. That fucking MILF mom, that was like, fuck, I couldn't comprehend how fucking hot she was in Step by Step.
All right, Shannon, show us.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Suzanne Somers.
Suzanne Somers,
sorry.
Step by Step. Oh, my fucking lord.
Step by Step.
Oh, hell yes.
Is the name Alan Hamill mean anything to you?
Of course I do.
incredible years. He's my partner in everything, from life to love. I think we've shared so many beautiful memories together. Do you have a favorite memory of us?
What's your favorite memory that we shared?
Well, there are so many. One of my favorites is when Alan and I were filming a cooking segment a long time ago.
Just pulling things from the internet.
All this shit is so creepy. I didn't realize it was going to be a robot. I thought it was going to be
like an AI program.
I thought it was going to be like a hologram.
Yeah.
It's not even looking at him. It's just looking. Oh, God. That's terrifying.
It just like looks forward. It's, I mean, it's just like it doesn't actually, it can't actually like think. It can just like repeat the knowledge that it has, but it can't do like the critical thinking that's necessary.
Can it fuck, Joe?
Of course.
Yeah. Can you fuck her in the ass?
What is fucking but ones and zeros after all?
When I do it, it's a one and a zero.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. We're going to call it there. Thank you guys so much. Please check out Super Selly Joe's. Very funny. I love these guys very much, and I appreciate them greatly. We'll be back on Friday with our exclusive episode. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will catch you Friday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning, time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down.